to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
Jesus performed miracles, healed the sick, even raised the dead. But in Luke chapter 11, the disciples ask him to teach them to pray. Perhaps they sense that his power came from his praying. This model prayer is one of the most famous passages in all the Bible. People quote it, preach it, engrave it, even cross-stitch it. But let's just remember, this model prayer was meant to be prayed. Lackluster, half-hearted prayers never make it off the launching pad. God answers desperate, heartfelt, persistent prayers. If you want God to answer your prayers, don't just say prayers, pray prayers. When demons fled at the command of Jesus, he was serving notice that the kingdom of God had come. He was stronger than Satan and was seizing the spoils. Doesn't it warm your heart to hear Jesus call his saints his spoils? We're soldiers in the battle, but we're also the prize for which our Lord fights. This chapter's chock full of important info. Happy are those who not only hear God's word, but heed it. Our eyes are the gateway to our souls. Be careful where you focus your attention in this life. Hypocrites take great care cleaning up their act while their attitude reeks with rottenness. And these hypocrites love to play trivial pursuit. They major on the minor issues and minor on the major issues. How about you? Are you concerned with what concerns God?
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.